Well, no offence has been caused in this particular case because no donation was ever made. But it was clear in the discussions that the paper had with Peter Cruddas that the advice he was giving them on how to get round the law has been used on previous occasions. And in my view...
How was that clear?
Well, it was clear because he was essentially saying, this is the way we do it. You need to make it... If you want to make a donation, we have to be very careful that it's legitimate. Well, no prizes for him for at least understanding that. And the way we make what otherwise would not be legitimate appear legitimate is we can channel your donation through a different path. Either you as individuals, if you're on the UK electoral register, you can channel it through you, or you, the overseas company, can set up effectively a shell company in the UK to make the donations on your behalf. So he was suggesting... Very clearly, he was suggesting that that is the kind of mechanism that the Conservative Party has used in the past in other similar situations, and that's what I've complained to the police about, and that's what I believe. It'll be for them to decide what to do, but that's what I believe the police should investigate.
So what did you do tonight?
Well, tonight I've spent an interesting hour in Greenwich Police Station, mainly sat in a room while the local police officers try to work out what this legislation means, because it is complicated legislation. It's not the kind of crime that most Bobby on the beat or indeed in a borough police station is likely to come across. So the police will have to think about how to approach this. It will get referred up the line. I suspect somebody in New Scotland Yard will be on the case in the morning, and I suspect I'll have to go back in and provide more detail about the offence that I believe has been committed. But as I say, I think an offence has been committed. It's a crime under the Act, and a crime, therefore, that
well,
in my view
no
has
evidence,
to be...
Well, you have no evidence, do you?
Well,
you're guessing about something that might have happened in the past,
well, of course,
and you have no evidence.
Indeed. That's the whole point about an investigation. Clearly, this matter couldn't come to court in its current form, but what I'm doing is pointing out to the police, and I have a perfect right as a private citizen to make this complaint to the police. What I'm pointing out to them is what Peter Cruddas said in his own words in the secretly recorded meetings, is that this, the various mechanisms he suggested for getting round the law, is what we have done in the past. And it's those previous donations that therefore have presumably been made that should be investigated. Yes, of course, you only get to discover whether a crime has actually been committed at the end of the police investigation. But I think on the basis of what he himself said in those secretly recorded meetings, there is enough information for the police to investigate further. And that's precisely why I made the complaint to the police.